I know a man who doesn't have many friends. I know a place he lives where trouble never ends. I know it's hard for him to read between the lines, and his days are getting so much shorter. He simply turns away and dons a bitter frown. His world is crumbling, his ship's weighted down. He doesn't care as long as he can wear the crown. I know this man all too well. It's my poor friend me, a portrayal of the great dichotomy. It's my poor friend me, and I'm running out of steam. Lately I've come to see the solution, and it begins with me. But I'm so fallibly human, I've picked the lock, but I will not turn the key. A people running scared, we live, breathe, and die. All too aware that time is slipping on by. We have solutions, but don't even try. And I fear I know just who to blame. It's my poor friend me, a reminder of a tragic history. It's my poor friend me, and I'm running out of steam.
Hello there, and welcome to the Book to Write podcast. And that opening track is one that I've played to you before, but I wanted to play it again because it's such a wonderful song and one that I've loved since 1993 in its various forms. And this one, of course, is an acoustic version by Greg Graffin, from the Population Wars mini album, mini vinyl, that was released as a package with the book that Greg Graffin authored, entitled Population Wars, back in 2015. I have to say that it has been quite a period of time in my life. I had the citizenship interview a couple of Thursdays ago. I then flew off immediately to San Diego, spent 4 days in San Diego, 4 wonderful days. I, as you know, love that place. Came back and immediately had to start adjusting to a new job, a new role that I'm in, which is very exciting but very demanding, so it's a stiff learning curve. And still had some presentations to give, so just today I gave a presentation to our legal team in our company, and that was something that was really a great opportunity and something that was very exciting to do, but also something that required some preparation and left me feeling a little bit nervous. And prior to that, 2 days before that, I had the citizenship ceremony that I had to attend, and that was also a wonderful occasion at the University of North Texas, Dallas. And thank you, Jill, for coming through to support me on that occasion. And I can say hello, this is Michael sitting here with Jill.
Hello, Jill.
And so, yeah, just a really crazy time. I then immediately filled in forms to register to vote. I immediately filled in the form to apply for a passport. Today, straight after the presentation, I shot off to do the application for the passport, spent an absolute fortune. And then another presentation tomorrow and another presentation on Friday. And tomorrow I also have a guest arriving from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, who is spending the weekend here with me. And then next week, more presentations and hosting. So it's quite a frantic time. At the same time, as I said, trying to prepare trips. My father is coming to visit me in October, and there's a lot of organization to do for that. And I'm going to be traveling in November. And honestly, right now, it just seems like a very stressful time. But it's also a very rich and rewarding time, and it was certainly a momentous day and achievement to be at that ceremony to become an American citizen. And although I will remain a British citizen, so I will actually be British American, it's just, you know, it's not too far back that I think of days when I was living far away and I had dreams of living in the US or seeing different parts of the world, and it was already something of a spectacular achievement when I got my green card, and it seems unreal to think that as of 2 days ago, I am an American citizen. Played that one to you before, but never before has it seemed so relevant. And that, as you may have guessed, is a song called New American from the recently released Tomorrow Never Comes, the 2023 album by Rancid. And after the ceremony on Monday, we took the train back home straight into downtown Dallas, and amidst anxiety and joy mixed with celebration, went into an Irish pub and ordered a pint of beer and some Scotch eggs. And unfortunately, it didn't go all that well in there, for reasons that I will not expose or divulge at this point. But anyway, it did still feel great, you know, the change to know that no longer are you just a resident, you're actually a citizen of a country. And it is, I know some people criticized me and some people reached out and said, why, what did you do, why did you do this? A lot of people reached out and asked me, are you still British? Have you given up your British citizenship? No, I haven't. But before doing this, even as a resident, without the right to vote, without the right to leave and come back, you can still be left feeling somewhat like an alien.
My bones are the bars of a jail, and I never felt completely female. I sleep when the sun starts to rise, so I spend the night drying my eyes. And I watch all the humans, they move place to place and hide in plain sight with that look on their face. Do they feel the same or is it just me? Wish I could fly into that beautiful beam. And I don't fit in, I'm struggling, I'm trying to be one of them, but I'm an alien around here. And I don't fit in, I'm struggling, I'm trying to be one of them, but I'm an alien. Crawling out of my skin, yeah, this gravity's wearing me thin. I probably breathe better on Mars, floating up there above the stars. And I watch all the humans, they move place to place and hide in plain sight with that look on their face. Do they feel the pain or is it just me? Wish I could fly into that beautiful beam. And I don't fit in, I'm struggling, I'm trying to be one of them, but I'm an alien right here. And I don't fit in, I'm struggling, I'm trying to be one of them, but I'm an alien right here. I'm an alien.
Beautiful song is another relatively new one. It's a song called Alien by the band The Interrupters from their 2023 album In the Wild. And I feel that I can somewhat relate to that. Of course, you'll know the obvious differences, but I wanted to share that beautiful song with you anyway. One that came up on my playlist as I was walking along recently, and I thought, this must go into the podcast. Just please don't sue me for it. And while I'm thinking about it, and while I've been talking about all these trips to the different ceremonies and interviews and applications and whatnot, quick note, Cornelius, I promise I will try again to send your package very soon. I'm prepared, I know where to take it. I'm just waiting for that little lull in life where I can comfortably go along and try and charm the person who's gonna ship it so that they don't reject me again this time. And now, anyway, I'm gonna take a dip back into the 1980s and the classic British punk band that you know very well that I love so much, GBH, and another song that came to me as I was on one of my famous walks recently, and every time it comes on, I'm singing along, I'm dancing, I'm pointing, I'm swaying, and people must think, wow, this guy is truly insane. But anyway, here is Catch 23 by GBH. From the 1984 album City Baby's Revenge, and go and check out that album on Spotify or YouTube or Apple Music. Buy the record, buy the CD, whatever you do these days, but go out and check that. In fact, it was a follow-up album, as you might tell by the word revenge. There was an album called City Baby Attacked by Rats, and then that was followed up by City Baby's Revenge with this magnificent song. And if you really want a proper taste of the original early GBH, go to YouTube and have a look for GBH Live in Leeds, 1983. And that was actually one of my very early influences, watching them on stage, Colin with his incredible hair and just the movement and mannerisms on stage. I found them fascinating, and I've been fascinated by the band ever since, and of course consider it an absolute honour and privilege that I got to see them in Boston, well, Cambridge, Massachusetts, and then even better, Las Vegas, where they just put on this phenomenal, huge show, the crowd going wild, and for me it was incredible to see a group of young Americans dancing and moshing, or whatever it is, to this legendary British band. And, you know, with this podcast, I know that it's somewhat unorthodox, and it's one of those podcasts, you know, most people talk about, they go on YouTube and talk about making money through YouTube channels or podcasts. I'm the opposite of that. I pay money to make podcasts. But anyway, it's a great pleasure, and I always consider it to be in the vein of the true punk rock ethos of do-it-yourself, and, you know, along with Radio Clash by The Clash and Radio Havana by Rancid, something of a fugitive podcast. And anyway, I'd like to move on and play you another great British band that also has me walking along, but probably not singing so much as playing my air bass.
Hello, victims! Go! No one comes to hear you screaming.
Sweet Revenge by Motorhead from the 1979 album Bomber, the bonus track edition, and definitely get out and buy that album. Listen to it repeatedly. One of Motorhead's finest. And to be honest, I'm probably sounding a little bit like Lemmy Kilmister today. I think, you know, with a combination of going into the office and being around a few sick people and sitting in waiting rooms and going to post offices and whatever, and also doing a lot of talking as I'm doing now and as I always do, and with presentations and so on, I have lost my voice mostly. I can feel it really straining. Something that I definitely need to see my doctor about. So without further ado about nothing, I will move on to the next track for you lot. Because I think if there's anything that we could do with and that we always need a little bit of in life is a little light. Beautiful Little Light from Jets to Brazil's Four Cornered Night 2000, the second of three albums. And I've said it before, You know I love Blake Schwartz and Bach. You know that I love Jets to Brazil. Get out there and buy that entire legacy. Four Corner Nights, Orange Rhyming Dictionary, and Perfecting Loneliness, their last album. All three of them, just amazing albums, all unique, all extremely musical, all extremely literary, and I'm sure that there's something in there for everybody. And as my voice is a bit of a catastrophe tonight, I'm going to end this podcast off and try and get it out there so that it's live before my guest arrives tomorrow. And I'm going to end it off with a song that musically was written by a gentleman called Pablo in my band, The Handicaps. And as was usual with Pablo, he would write the song kind of acoustically / sometimes semi-electronic. And then he would send me the music. And usually what would happen is he would mumble some kind of just sounds or something along over the music. And I remember he sent me this song and it had some words. I couldn't make out anything except piss, piss, I think, a few swear words. Anyway, so I wrote some words and we eventually put the song together, and it doesn't necessarily have not the greatest song I think in the world, but I do like the chorus, and the chorus is sung by, the song is sung by Pablo. The chorus is a harmony with me and Pablo singing together, quite high-pitched. And I remember Pablo always used to tease me and say that when I said the word kind, it sounded like I was saying something else. And I'll leave that to your imagination as you listen to the song. But yes, I will play. The song eventually was released under the name Basement in Raymond. And it was from an album called Four in 2015. And here you go. Joining me, thank you for tuning in as always, and I hope you didn't suffer too much, and have a fantastic rest of the week and have a fantastic weekend, and I will be back with you sometime next week, towards the end of next week, I would imagine. Take care.